Hi, my lovelies. I am glad to be back. I was away on vacation. I went to PR. It was amazing. I just want to give a little recap, but I want to get straight to the point of this episode today. But before that, like I said, I went on vacation for a week, and it was very needed. Every time that I go on vacation, bro, God does something to me. He speaks so heavily, and I don't know, maybe it's just like the isolation aspect to it, being away from everything, from work, like you're literally not doing anything, but just enjoying your time. That really just I needed that. I really needed that, but especially before this season, because I believe that God is gonna do such amazing things this season. So I was kind of taking like a little pause off of social media for a little bit. I know I didn't really like give a heads up, but I took some time off while I was on vacation. Like I was posting here and there, but I wasn't really like posting any content and stuff like that. So I'm back. I am back, and I needed that like reset button, recovery, so that I'm able to deliver and just be a vessel used by God for this next season. But especially because I also did drop two episodes technically in a 1 week. I kind of used that as like this the second week or the other week that I was supposed to post. So it added up. It made sense. So anyways, yeah, I had an amazing time at PR. I got to see some family, some friends. We went horseback riding on the beach. It was amazing. I have a vlog coming out, so it's my first vlog that I'm gonna be posting on here. So bear with me, you know, like it's not gonna be the best, but yeah, I just wanted to like document. I'm kind of, I want to get more into vlogging a little bit, just to kind of be a little bit more personal, and stuff. And I went with my family, my sister, my grandma came as well, and it was just amazing. We did that. We did the horseback riding, then we did what's it called? Jumping off cliffs into these beautiful like springs in the rainforest over there in PR as well. But it was just such a nice time. The Airbnb was gorgeous. But yeah, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I don't want to take too much time with that because, again, go watch my vlog when it drops. But while I was on this trip, the Lord was speaking to me very heavy, and there are things that, you know, I'm still praying about and processing, so I'm not gonna like talk too much about that. But there was something and a word that God had given me while I was over there, and I wanted to share it on here because I think that especially in this time, in this new season, I know I had mentioned in the last one of the last episodes, but transitions and their shifts that are happening within our lives. And a lot of the people in my life and in my circle, we're all dealing with something different. But it's all change in a positive way. And some situations may kind of seem like they're not so positive, or they're not so quote unquote beneficial. But I think that we learn from all of our experiences, and there's still things that the Lord is doing in my life, and He's working on, and He's healing. And healing is not linear. And that was something that God had kind of deposited in my spirit while I was away. And just having, you know, my own experiences with God and having my own time with Him, kind of made me realize, you know, healing never stops. And growth never stops, change never stops. So I had to kind of give myself that grace Understanding that I'm human and we're all human, and there's gonna be things that come to the surface or are gonna be revealed in this walk, and it's a matter of how we confront those issues, how we confront those struggles, how we confront our problems. And I remember saying this in one of like my early episodes of the podcast, but saying, you know, again, like, this is a very difficult walk. You know, it's not easy. It's not sunshines and rainbows. It actually gets harder when your faith starts to grow, when you start to flourish. And it's the best feeling when you kind of get over those issues or those bumps in the road. But then what happens when you come to a stop? What happens when you come to another bump in the road? And you're kind of like, geez, God, like, another thing or another issue, or, you know, I thought that I was good with this, or I thought that, you know, I thought that there has been progress. And it's not that there hasn't been progress, and this is where we need to look at ourselves and remind ourselves that we are constantly growing and we are constantly changing. And I saw something on social media, I think it was Ali Yost that said this. She was saying how she doesn't like the word, like when people say, you know, God tests us. And this really stuck with me because I was like, wow, I love that. And she was saying how, you know, sometimes as Christians we say, well, like, God's giving the situation to test you. But I think, and this is what she said, she's like, I don't like the word test, I like the word challenge. And that stuck with me because I've been a person who has said, you know, God's testing me or God's doing this. But I now want to shift my perspective, and I think that we should all start doing this, shifting our perspective to God is challenging us because He knows that we're capable. He knows today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And that was kind of like, it kind of tied with everything that God was just like speaking to me about. And I'm reading this book called Created to Hear God. And geez, that book is so good. And I've learned so much already. And I'm only in like chapter 5. But I have my notebook. This notebook I've had since 2021. And I had written some sermons in here prior, like sermons that I had listened to and stuff, like notes. But I was like, you know what, I'm gonna convert this into my notebook for this specific book. And I love what I'm reading because, one, it's teaching you the four different prophetic ways, the prophetic personalities of hearing God. So the hearer, the seer, the knower, and the feeler. And to help you also identify which are you. And as I'm reading, I'm just learning so much, so much, and kind of already picking up things. And I'm like, oh, like that seems really familiar. But I really wanted to expand my knowledge in the ways that God speaks to us differently. And I found this book very, very, very interesting. I actually saw it on TikTok and I was like, I'm getting that book. And I got it. And this, when I was reading on the trip, I came to, I think I had started my notes. I wanted to kind of wait to have a day where I would read the entire chapter because they're lengthy chapters, but it's not a huge book, which that's what I love about it. And I started reading Discover the Hearer. And as I'm taking these notes and I'm like, I'm on my flight and stuff, God brings me to, from the book as well, God brings me to the book of John. And it's funny because the last 2 months, I've been reading the Book of John, and I kind of put it on a pause for a couple of weeks and started another book. Because sometimes you kind of come to that like dry point of when you're reading a book, and you kind of have to put it on pause, and you're like, all right, let me refresh myself with other things. But it's funny because I was like, I need to go back to reading John. So when I was reading my book and it came to this, I was like, oh, this is my confirmation to go back and read John. So I started reading John 14, four, well, 14, 16 to 17. And I want to kind of, this is what I kind of want to speak about for this episode. I was reading 14 and then I dove into 15. So I want to read 15 first before we get into anything. And the chapter title in my Bible says Jesus the True Vine. So it says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my word remains in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master does not confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. And Jesus was speaking to the disciples before, he was taken and he was crucified. And he was sharing this. And God had brought me to this chapter of John, and I had previously had it already highlighted, but I love when God takes you back to something to reread it because it's so refreshing and you get new revelation. But in the beginning of this chapter, it says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. And while I was away in PR, like I said, there's things that, I'm still processing and praying on. But something I did want to share was, like I said, healing isn't linear. And a lot of the time, God is going to take us back into a season. God is going to take us back into a moment of our lives to reflect on, but also to see where we can start to now flourish from a different perspective. And I was looking at just the last couple of years of my life and how there's been so much change in my life, but it's because God is pruning me. And I think that a lot of us, like I said, we're all going through different seasons and different circumstances and different struggles or whatever the case is. And God is trying to strip away these things so that we're able to flourish in a new way. And I love how Jesus says it here. He says, he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they'll produce even more. Meaning, all the ugly things of us, all the things that are not doing anything for us, God is trying to strip away from us. So this comes down to pride. This comes down to greed. This can come down to our sin. And God wants to take those things away so that the things that are healthy, the things that are, that God is trying to prune, are able to grow in the correct manner. And from my own experience and just my own testimony of things, sometimes pruning is ugly and it's painful. I believe that in this season of our lives and in this season of your life, and I want to talk from a personal perspective, because I know that this episode is for someone. God is taking you into a deep place of solitude and isolation. And when I say isolation, I don't mean being like hiding from everybody and an unhealthy isolation. I mean a healthy isolation in the aspect of God needs you to have your time with him away from many different things, away from many different distractions. And that's why I was kind of saying I love going on vacation sometimes. Well, I think every time I love going on vacation, but I love going on trips because it gives me the opportunity to kind of just unplug from everything. And whether it's my family, I love them, my family, my friends, my work, sometimes the podcast, and it just gives me the opportunity to be able to really have my one-on-one with God. And I think it's healthy to also understand and know that when it's a healthy isolation, it's not gonna look like just being in bed all day or not opening up your word. And not every single time God needs you to open up your Bible to speak to you. Just want to say that, because I think that we as Christians, sometimes we've created this like a custom of, well, you know, go to the word. And sometimes God needs you to just sit in silence, to just rest in his presence. And there's been many times where I'll be in my car or I'd be in my room, and, you know, God didn't need me to be playing worship music or have my Bible open or have this or have that. God needed me to just sit with him in my suffering, or sit with him in that silence, sit with him in that solitude. And it's not always just in the bad things or when situations are going on in your life. It's also when there's things that when there's good things happening too. And I remember in one season of my life, God had reminded me, he's like, you know, there's when you have situations going on in your life, you go to your friends so quickly. Or when you achieve something or you accomplish something, you go to the people around you and you never come to me. And that was like one of the biggest convictions I had from God. I'm not even gonna lie, because it made me feel like, geez, God, like, you're right. There's so many opportunities, so many things that God had blessed me with. And as much as they were good things, I wanted to celebrate them with the people around me, but I forgot to go to God to celebrate those things and thank him and give him all of the praise and glory for what he did. And in those and that was just kind of like a reminder and an example of sometimes when we're in these seasons of solitude, it's really for you, your time to be, for you to really invest your time into the right places. And this past weekend, God kind of shifted something in my brain. I think that sometimes we're so, I think, honestly, sometimes we're so used to our routine and having like XYZ be done, and we forget to kind of put God in everything that we do. And it was that, like, while I was away, it was kind of like that conviction of like, remember that I'm in everything. And for the last couple of months, that's something that God kept reminding me of, was that He is present in everything that we do. He's present in every situation and circumstance, things that we're going through. He's there. And it's not just, you don't need to go to a church building to find God. You don't need to, you know, put on these worship songs or go and listen to 5,000, you know, sermons on YouTube. He's just sitting there waiting for you. And I think I didn't even have a title for this episode, but honestly, this episode is going to be titled Season of Solitude. But I think that, you know, as I was reading John, this kind of just, and this is only a fraction of what I wanted to talk about. I'm just still talking about like the bearing fruit. But this kind of just reminded me, like, you know, God sees everything, and he's the gardener of our lives. And sometimes we have to look at things in our life from a positive perspective, a little more optimistic, actually, and not always see it from like, oh my God, why is this always happening to me? And this was my own, like, when I tell you I'm sharing this, but like, these are things that I had to even process with myself of like, Kiki, not everything is bad, and it's not because you're deserving of the worst. It's because God sees the potential, He chooses you, and He wants to prune you so that you're able to grow and reach the potential that God has for you. And that's also like when we make that prayer, you know, God, allow me to be the woman or man of God that you've called me to be. When we make those prayers, when we ask God for those things, I hope you understand that it comes with a process and a cleanse. And sometimes we need to unlearn. We need to learn new things, unlearn old things, break habits, create new habits. And it's a beautiful process, because sometimes we think of, when we hear the word process, it's like, oh my God, this process is hard, this process is heavy. Yes, like I said, this walk is very heavy, but the process is beautiful, because it's not the journey. I mean, it's not the destination that we're looking for. It's the journey that we should enjoy, the journey that we should, that we're learning from. But I wanted to go back, and I wanted to read from 5, it says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me, throw away like a useless branch, and I will throw away. Oh my God, I just had a brain fart. Sorry. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you will want, and it will be granted. And while I was reading this, I kept circling remain, 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 remain. And it even keeps going down into past nine as well. And this was the word that God kept. Like, there was something about reading this word specifically that I was like, And it really stuck out to me. The word remain really stood out to me. And I was continuing to read, and then I sat there and I kind of just processed it and took it in. It was just kind of the reminder of stay within me. Stay within me and all things will work together for your good. Stay within my will and all things will work together for your good. And that, it's the best feeling when you get that revelation, but it's also a punch to the gut when it's very convicting. Because sometimes we get so fixated on our situation and our circumstance, and we're kind of like, well, God, I don't know what to do. And literally, all God is asking for you to do is remain in Him. Don't do anything else, just remain in me. And when you remain in me, all the things that you ask for will be granted. The healing will be granted. The blessings will overflow. The process is hard. It is difficult, but it is worth everything. Because when we step into our faith, when we step into it, He promises. He made a promise. God doesn't break His promises, and we understand that, but we have to stay within Him. And then going to, I kept reading, till like 17, but then another little chapter, it says, because I went to 16, chapter 16 of John, and it has another chapter, I think it was 16 to 16. It says, sadness will be turned into joy, is the chapter name. I don't even know what these are called. But I think it was, let me see, 16, 16, 20. It says, I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn over what is going to happen to me, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. And I wrote in my notes, joy comes in the morning. Grief is temporary and it's only for a moment. When I was reading this, mind you, I'm sitting on the plane reading this and my eyes start watering. And I'm like sitting there wiping my tears, trying to be quiet and subtle about it. But our sorrow does not go unnoticed. And when I read this, I love the feeling of like the reminder and the comfort that God gives us in our seasons. And reading, you will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. You will mourn, you will weep, you will be sad, but in the morning there will be joy. And honestly, I feel like this episode, I wanted to get straight to the point, like I said, but this episode is solely a reminder that we are not products of the circumstances that we're living in. We're evidence of the faithfulness of God. We're evidence of what God does in our lives, and we're living proof. And it's not for us to look at our circumstances and say like, this is, this is my life. It's more to look at it from the perspective of God needs to do this so that there is glory in every circumstance that I'm in. That I give the glory to God every single time that I'm going through something. And it's not a beautiful pro it's not a it's not the best experiences sometimes, but they need to happen. It had to happen. And someone said that to me not too long ago, and they were like, you know, things in your life had to happen, because when those things happened, there was a shift that happened. And like I said, you know, there's so many of us, and I think honestly I think a lot of us are in a season of change, or in a season of growth and shift. And without this change and this shift, this is where we become complacent with our walk. And God is shifting things in your life, and it's going to alter the course. It's going to alter the course of things that are in front of you. What you thought was dead, He will make alive. What you thought was, you know, the end of something, God is just beginning. God is just starting. So this was simply just a reminder that, you know, of our faith. Where is our faith? Where do we stand? You know, are we going to stay in the same positions? Are we going to stay held back with things? Are we going to stay, you know, looking at things and being like, you know, this is my life. You know, the worst things always happen to me. Or are we going to really take a moment, reflect on it, and be like, you know what? Not amazing things have happened in my life, but there is change and there's growth in this. And I've even had to look at myself and be like, God, I don't understand what you're doing, but I know what you are doing is not for nothing. It is not for nothing. So as we all step into seasons, as we all step into a new season, as we all step into change and shifts, take a moment to really look at yourself, look at your circumstance, but also sit there in the presence of God and wait and listen. And when you don't hear anything, continue waiting. Continue waiting. It's like I've said before, worship while you wait. Sit in the presence of God while you wait. Just wait a little longer. And God's timing is always right. God's timing is always perfect. I always say this. God always knows the correct time. And I've shared this in another episode of how God is such an on-time God. He is so on time with the things He does. I can't express it more. But let's shift our focus. You know, rather than being like, Why is this happening to me? God, show me what you're doing while this is happening to me. So, like I said, I didn't want to make this such a long episode. I really try not to make these very long, and then I look and it's like an hour and something, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But I really want to encourage you, and anyone that's listening, I want to encourage you to really take a moment to reflect and sit with yourself. And if you have to write it down, write it down. I love journaling. I've shared this before. I love journaling. I love writing. If you need to write down, reflect, you know, the last couple of months, or reflect on yourself, and then, you know, write down where do you want to be, and pray on those things, and allow God to unfold every single chapter of your life. Allow God to do it. Because we sit here kind of wondering, like, why am I still stuck here? Why am I still doing this? Why am I still doing that? But sometimes it's ourselves. It is ourselves. And we need to shift our mind and say, God, I don't know what you're doing. Take me where you need to take me. And if it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt. But I know that suffering does not go unnoticed. If it's going to be, you know, different, you know, sit with me, bring me through it. And there's some things that we even need to let go of too. You know, it's not, when suffering happened, it's not just like what's happening to us. It's also what happened to us. And now the process of forgiveness, the process of really, like I said, letting go, giving it to God, giving our situations to God. So, yeah, I, like I said, don't want to be too long, but, I just want to pray for everyone. I really, really, really felt this episode very deep in my spirit, and I think it was also because, you know, God was ministering to me through this word as well. And I pray every single time that the word ministers to me before I deliver it. So I just want to pray for everyone who's having a difficult time really setting their eyes on Christ. Sometimes it kind of looks a little blurry. And it's like, God, I don't know what to do next, or I don't know where to move. And he's kind of like, I just need you to stand still. So I want to pray for the people who really need the peace of standing still. So if we could close our eyes where we're at. But Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just thank you for this opportunity to be able to deliver a word that is directly from you, God. We just ask that every single person that's listening and tuning into this episode, God, that you continue to move in their lives, that you continue to walk with them in this process. Lord God, I just ask that every single person who is going through a season of change and their hearts are heavy. Their hearts are heavy in this change and in this move, and they don't understand what you are doing, God, that you just realign them and that you give them the peace to understand that you know all things and you work all things together for our good. God, I pray peace over people. I pray peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the life that is so beautiful. That although we may have all gone through situations and circumstances and our lives look completely different from one another, God, you use our lives to glorify you. Use my life to glorify you. Use my brothers and my sisters' lives to glorify you, God. That is all we ask. And that in that process, we learn patience and peace and kindness, forgiveness, self-control. Thank you, God. Thank you for being such a loving and comforting God. And I just pray that all the individuals that are in a standstill and don't know where to move next, God, that you give them the peace to stand still and wait on you. Because like we know, you are an on-time God. You never fail. You never miss. You never miss the mark. Thank you for what you're doing. I pray over each and every single person's week, that you bless their week, that they continue to remain faithful to you and stand with you, God. When their situations arise, and even when situations aren't happening and things are not happening, God, that you keep their eyes on you, that there's gratitude in every season and in every circumstance. So thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing in this podcast. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those around us. You are so faithful. So faithful, God. Thank you. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I just really, I'm gonna continue praying for, I don't know, it's just very heavy in my heart. I'm gonna continue praying for all of you who feel like there's just a block within your relationship with God. And I pray against any attack of the enemy that is trying to tug you away from that and trying to, bring you back into to a headspace, a mental headspace that is not of God. And I pray against anything that is not of God. I love every single one of you. Even if I don't know you, I just love you. And there's still some very exciting things going on. I'll be getting back to my content this week and stuff, so I'm excited for that. And I just, yeah, I want to get connected more with you guys as well. But I have some new things ha like changing and happening, and I'm also back in school as well again. So yeah, please pray for me in this semester because I am scared of a few things. And yeah, I just need the prayers. So I love you guys very, very, very much. Stay tuned. Go watch old episodes if you haven't, if you need to catch up. Next month, I'm just giving it a heads up, I guess. Next month, I will be traveling again. So, and this time for a conference. So, I am very excited, and I'm praying that I'm able to still go to this conference and that this trip actually happens. So pray for me in that as well. But yeah, hopefully that happens. So I love you guys. Have an amazing and blessed week. Bye.